existence today with companies across that spectrum. So I think there's a lot of interest. I know the governor's office has been very supportive of moving forward and if you will, crafting a vision for, I think, bringing a place where we can bring the high tech to, if you will, the small and medium-sized companies. It's a disconnect because big companies have research offices and they have tech offices. Smaller, medium-sized companies, they don't have that. So connecting those and actually having someone to speak across that is a real challenge. And I think that's one of the first ones we can address.
15 years or so ago, the Argonne, Fermi, University of Illinois, Northwestern, UNC, persuaded the state government to spend $15 million or so creating a dark fiber network that would connect the major research hubs. That brought in about $250 million in research dollars eventually from private industry and from the federal government. Do you think we can create that kind of leverage with this concept?
I think that's only the beginning. I mean,
so we'll put you down for 250.
Yes, sir. Give me 15 years, I think I'll get there. Yeah, I think that is the beginning. In fact, I would argue that is the beginning, that internet, that fiber that's there. And I also would add links with Blue Waters in Urbana, so Blue Waters can be in downtown Chicago now, and it could be in Peoria and Rockford, and we haven't taken advantage of that. I mean, in my opinion, we haven't really harvested that from a research tool to supporting and underpinning company formation and growth.
As we try to get talent to move here from other places, often family, spouses in particular, are a big issue trying to find employment for them. Many of them are also involved in research and higher ed. Sometimes the university can accommodate a spouse's career choice, but sometimes we need to go to other universities to help with that. Will this facilitate our relationship with
Well, it's our hope it will. And Chairman Kennedy, when we hosted
these are the softballs.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate you warming me up here, sir. That has been a real thing, and I have to say that I think over the last year or so, and I think, again, the discussions with the Governance Council, bringing in our colleagues Eric Isaac from Argonne and Jay Walsh from Northwestern, there is a build of a community, and I'll also digress a second in saying that the Chicago Innovations Mentor Program that UIC has led, particularly Nancy Sullivan in the community, with our tech offices working together, I'll just bring another perspective, I think it's becoming a national example of building community. And this morning I had the pleasure of representing President Easter on the bio steering committee, which Governor Quinn was a bio governor last year, a year before, and we're hosting bio again here in Chicago, and that's 20,000 scientists, and we were asked, each of us, what we wanted to get out of this, and for us, it was creating a future that young people see that you can come to Chicago and create a biotech company and stay here. And also, we were really proud of what we wanted to showcase to bio was we believe our tech transfer offices, again, across the three universities, are some of the best in the country and progressive and working with companies, private sectors. I think the success we've had with BP, with the Bio Energy Sciences Institute, and recent work with Abbott of crafting very progressive programs is a highlight of what we're proud of.
Just a comment to add, and you and I have talked a little bit about the Research Park initiatives that we have in Champaign that we're working on here, and the efforts with the Illinois Medical District to expand further. Some might ask the question, does this interfere with that or conflict with it? I think it's very complementary. You might just add some of your thoughts to that.
Well, Trustee McMillan, we've spent a lot of time thinking about that. Our approach is growing the pie. I mean, we have tried to avoid any either or. Is this about the IMD or Chicago or Champaign or Springfield? And I think once you go into that discussion, you're really not going in the direction we need to go. We see, and I think evidence, that the stronger the companies are in Chicago, the stronger the interest is at being in the Research Park in Urbana to be by our students and by our great faculty. So I don't see any, at any point, I see that it's a win-win for everybody.
I want to ask Larry, on our Innovation Council, we had Mohammed Khan, who is the Chief Science Officer of PepsiCo. He said the two big world issues are food